Now, living in a rural area, it's the dream for many. It brings a lot of benefits, but it can also lead to greater isolation if you no longer have the means to get out and about and travel very far. Well, a charity in Rotherfield in East Sussex was set up with the aim of ensuring that older people living there remain a key part of the community. Vicky Cheeseman is the charity manager for Rotherfield St Martin and joins us on the line now. Vicky, thank you so much for joining us. Just tell us about the roots of this, why you set this charity up.
Okay, so we were founded about 16 years ago, and it was actually an amazing lady called Jo Evans in our community who could see that loneliness and isolation was becoming a problem. And so she started very small. She started in her front room having four people round each week for tea and buns, where they would just sit and talk and share time together and laugh together. So that was 16 years ago, and she firmly believe that at community level you could combat isolation and loneliness. So we now have over 200 members, and the charity is going strong.
I would imagine that as a result of this, many established friendships happen that maybe wouldn't have happened without that tea and buns introduction.
Yes, sometimes, you know, like you say, it is just that introduction, isn't it? You may pass somebody in the street and not want to sort of say hello to them because you don't know them, but having opportunities to come together, it forms new friendships. And we, in normal times, we have many different clubs, so people with shared interests can come together and share those interests together. But yes, we've had many friendships formed because of our charity, which is just wonderful to see.
And sometimes you establish friendships with people that are very like you, you know, they're the same stage in life, they've got children of the same age, maybe they work with you and they've got that in common. But I really love the friendships that maybe evolve that are between people who are poles apart, you know, different ages, different life stages, different experiences. And sometimes those groups don't get together.
Yeah, no, I'm really pleased you mentioned that, because actually we have a passion for sort of young people as well as older people, and we like to put sort of the younger generations together and have intergenerational projects. And we have a team of amazing young volunteers. I think our youngest volunteer is 12, and we have sort of many teenagers and young adults. And actually our volunteers, they go around, they love going around just for a chat and a cup of tea with an older person. They get a lot out of that themselves, the younger person. So yeah, we love putting the generations together.
I remember as a child at our primary school, we set up this pen pal network with residents at an older people's home. And it was just so wonderful, because those friendships between the children and these older adults just meant so much. And it's surprising, actually, that despite the divide in generations, you have got so much in common.
Yeah, and we're doing a very similar thing. Actually, in lockdown, we set up a scheme called Parish Pen Pals, exactly that, where school children were writing to older people. And there's also a project that we're trying to get involved in at the moment, where a younger person sort of interviews an older person, spends time with them and writes their life story for them. So there are lots of lovely projects that we can get involved in.
I think often as well, when you hear about loneliness, you think, oh, well, I will never be lonely. And actually, interesting, talking to Dame Esther Ranson earlier, what she said I could really relate to, because I think all of us, if we look back on our lives and if we admit it, we've all had moments, however many friends we've got or think we have, or family members, we've all had moments where you've had that sense of being on your own, of being a little bit lonely.
Yeah, and I love what she said about it's having someone to do nothing with. And it's absolutely that is the essence, isn't it, I think, of loneliness, where you can, especially when you sit at night time, you close the curtains and you're there by yourself. And yes, you've got the television or the radio, but it's not the same as having that contact. And I, you know, sort of in lockdown, I mean, we were right in the middle of lockdown. We made sure that we phoned people at tea time as well as in the middle of the day, just trying to pinpoint those moments when somebody might be feeling sort of quite lonely.
Well, it's great what you are doing. And I would imagine since it started, it's just gone from strength to strength. You've got a lot of members and a lot of volunteers.
We do. We're a great community. We're very lucky where we're based. But volunteers, yes, we have over 100 volunteers of all different ages. And we have volunteers in their 90s, as well as our youngest one who's aged 12. So volunteering is also a great way to combat loneliness. It's a great way to be involved and to meet people. So we're very fortunate that our charity is well supported within our community.
Really good to talk to you, Vicky. Thank you so much for joining us on the programme. Lots of your thoughts coming in.